Friday. It's 3 o'clock now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
I'd like to dedicate today's show to all the Liverpool football fans listening at the moment. Hello! I'm going to be very smoked today. Thanks to Mark and Lard for the last couple of hours, and here we are live on this bank holiday. Good Friday. Not on tape at all. We're actually live in the building. Mark and Lard were hilariously funny today, weren't they, Dave?
Yes, great.
And for the first time ever, looking at Ratcliffe through the glass, I wouldn't mind having a bit of a dabble there. How about you, Dave?
Me too.
Great.
Marching on together, we're gonna see you win. Na 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 na, we are so proud. Come on, we shout it out loud, we love you. Leeds, Leeds, Leeds. Just me again then.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Ben Lizzie and
yet.
Will. The greatest radio team in the history of broadcasting.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Congratulations to Leeds United. Lovely 2-1 win against Liverpool today. Lizzie's not here because she's gone snow.
She's up in Scotland, loaded. Isn't she?
Yeah, she's in Glasgow right now listening to the show.
There's no skiing in Glasgow, is there?
Ah, well, it's a beautiful day. I don't know what she's going to do. I think she's just on a big pub crawl. Is that right, Lizzie?
Hiya.
All right, fair enough. And because she's a big fan of the Reds. She's a big Liverpool fan.
You know.
Sorry, Lizzie.
Hiya.
But Lisa, say hiya if you think Leeds are the best team.
Hiya.
Oh. Say hiya if you think that fella should have been rightly sent off.
Hiya.
Oh, look.
Or what about, you know, where are Leeds compared to Liverpool in the table?
Hiya.
Oh, marvellous. Wasn't Emma B great this afternoon?
I thought she was lovely.
And you know, I bet you she walks in here in the next 20 seconds and goes, I love you guys, and gives us an Easter egg each.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon she'll do that.
I think she's poptastic, rock-a-rama
mungus. Any second now, here we go, watch this. We'll just burst through the door, go, I love you guys, have an egg.
I love you guys, have an Easter egg each.
Oh, Emma B.
Lovely. And I bet her producer stays out of the studio because she doesn't like me.
Hiya.
Yeah, right back. Are you going?
Yeah.
Well, where are you going with them? You don't
I'm
need...
I'm taking your Easter eggs back.
The chocolate's fattening, Emma. You don't want them.
Oh, they're not for me, Chris. Yeah. They're for other people, of course.
You greedy tart. I don't think so.
She says wiping the chocolate dribbling off the end of her chin.
Oh, well, see, you do worse. So listen, where are you going to go now? You're going to go home and woof them?
I'm going to go home and woof them and wait for you to get to the pub.
Are we going out tonight?
Yeah, we're drinking.
Six o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Well, if we have to, we have to. By the way, I was very disappointed with you today on something. I am actually a little bit worried about you. So is Will. Because not once during the show did you flash your breasts at us today.
I did. You just weren't looking at the right time.
Oh!
So, no, you're missing them every single time.
Did you see me flash my penis?
Oh, please.
No, did you see it, Emma?
Oh, did you?
No,
did
you not see me?
No, I didn't.
Everyone missed it.
Everyone missed it.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Hung like a wasp.
You're all cheeky, you're all looking. Bye, Emma.
Bye, see you later.
Bye. We're Leeds United in the league as opposed to Liverpool.
Hiya.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Feels like the last day of school today because it's Good Friday and there's nobody in here today. Apart from us idiots. But Dave is here, as you heard.
Hello.
And Will's here.
Hello.
And Lizzie's on tape.
Hiya.
And Lizzie's bitch is in. Lizzie takes a day off, but she sends a bitch in to do her job. And Lizzie's bitch looks lovely today, apart from she seems to be wearing the same clothes that she was wearing only a couple of days ago. Have you noticed that, or is that just me?
Hello.
The girl, I was like, she's got like two shirts, which is very disappointing. I thought she might have dressed up, because it's her last day, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought she might have dressed up for us, but she hasn't.
No, she's with us on Monday as well.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm not here.
God, get rid of her. And because it's Friday, it's Good Friday, which means good John Culshaw is here.
Have you noticed it's Friday the 13th? Anyone notice that?
Yeah, because yesterday was Thursday the 12th.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's supposed to be an unlucky day, but so far, touch wood, it's been a really nice day.
Touch wood.
Too much superstition.
So do you think something bad will happen today?
I don't think so. I think that's just mythology and superstition and...
Mythology?
Mythology.
Wasn't that an album by somebody?
Mythology.
Yeah. I don't know. By the myths. Anyway, I do apologise before I start the show. I went to the pub and watched the game and had a few cheeky drinks. I am fine, aren't I?
Yeah.
I've certainly been a lot worse, like, every Saturday morning for the past 4 years. Anyway, so we're ready for the show. Everything's going to be great. Show me story. Every Friday, we always get one from John. Here's another one. Last night.
Oh, yeah. We finished recording Dead Ringers and went over to the pub, the Yorkshire Grey, and the whole cast of EastEnders were in there.
Wow!
Having their party. You know, celebrating the success of the whole Who Shot Phil saga, and they were all in there.
In the Yorkshire Grey.
In the Yorkshire Grey.
This is a dump.
Hey, it's not a dump, it's a fine, classy pub, he says, for legal reasons.
Will was there, you were there as well, weren't you?
Yeah, we saw it.
We walked in, and standing against the bar is Phil Mitchell, and it's like surreal seeing Phil Mitchell, but not in the Queen Vic.
Listen, I wipe that smile off your face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so, bruv.
Excuse me, I think you'll find I was in the queue before you were.
No, you weren't.
So why don't you be a big man, go to the other side of the bar, or wait your turn?
No, no, bruv. You see, what you're forgetting is that I'm Ross Kemp, Britain's most versatile actor.
Ever since you left and went to ITV, no one ever watches them dramas you do. Whereas I'm Phil Mitchell, and I'm the biggest soap star at the moment.
Well, I'm Grant Mitchell, and I'm better at playing a bald, angry brother than you.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm buffing that lovely girl with the big baps.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Give you what?
I don't know.
Stop it now.
Right, it's Good Friday then. We're going to have some fun and the happy, happy sound of Radio 1. Got some lucky goodie bags and fluffy bugs to give away later on this afternoon. Plus our stars from the 70s series.
In the sky, the birds are pulling rain.
Mr. Angry will be phoning up in a bit. And Gervais, the hairdresser.
In your life, the curse has got a name.
Radio 1, the nation's favourite.
Makes you lie awake all through the night.
Hiya.
That's why.
Top record by Kings of Convenience. It's called Toxic Girl. Where did you get this from, Will?
It's a rollover.
It's a rollover, what, from Emma's show?
Well, yeah, but then Breakfast had loads and loads of eggs.
Right.
They took some.
Yeah.
They handed them on to Nimone.
Yeah.
She had a few. They passed them on to Emma.
Yeah.
They took a few, and
yeah,
now we've got the rollover of four eggs.
Four eggs?
Well, three.
Three eggs?
Yeah, three.
John?
Yeah?
Stop playing with the sachet of sugar in front of an open microphone, please.
Because
when I'm talking to Will, all I can hear is this.
Yeah, and how many eggs have you got? Six.
Hey, if you imagine somebody's just got Sky Digital installed. Well, I wonder if you can hear Radio 1. They switch on.
A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show today. We've got some great songs heading your way. Come over so much. But let's start with Piggity Wish.
So, what are we going to do with these eggs?
We're going to eat them.
Can we go outside into the street and smash them on the floor?
No.
Come on.
No, it's Good Friday.
Why don't we go to the? Why don't you go on the mobile phone to the top of the building, right, and throw them out the window?
No.
Why not? That would be very funny.
Yeah, but it would hit somebody and I'd get sued.
Well, why don't we play Let's Try and Hit John with Easter Eggs? And John has to dodge the Easter eggs, right, but he's blindfolded with his feet tied together.
Yeah, that's good.
You like that? And there he is, running around the streets, look, Great Portland Street, but can Will drop the Easter egg on his head?
Oh!
Oh, it's a marvellous, marvellous thing. Do you like that idea?
I love that idea, yeah? Yes.
Or who can eat the Easter egg in the fastest time possible?
Without puking.
I like throwing
or
it.
Or we, John downs an Easter egg as quick as he can, then we spin him round and round and round and round and round and round, and then push him over and see if he gets sick.
Good idea.
Did you like any of those ideas?
I like the first one.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Well,
what
about... It's my duty to participate, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you get paid.
With whatever you suggest.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just all take them home for our girlfriends and save us buying Easter eggs?
Well, mine's away this weekend.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Listen. Do you honestly think if I take an Easter egg home tonight for my girlfriend, it'll still be intact by Sunday morning? Look at the size of me, for God's sake. You think I can have chocolate and not eat it?
Okay.
What date is it today, John?
Friday the 13th.
A day when bad things may happen to you. Beware of ladders against walls. Be scared of the number 13. Don't stand on banana skins.
And beware of black cats.
Why? I thought black cats were lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they are, aren't they?
Jean-Claude Jean, ladies and gentlemen, a prize asset for any National Radio 1 show. Black cats are meant to be lucky, you div. What happens if you see a black cat going underneath a ladder?
It cancels itself out.
Does it?
Yeah.
Like if you see a single magpie, you're supposed to salute it, and that cancels out the bad luck of that.
My girlfriend does that all the time. To the point where we all think she should be locked up in a mental hospital.
Hello, Mrs. Magpie. Say hello to baby magpie and all the other magpies. Who are you talking to? Mr. Magpie. Where? There. Because if she says that, it cancels out the fact that she's just seen one or something.
Mm. And she's daft as a brush.
Wonder why the number 13 is unlucky. What's wrong with 13? Why is it unlucky?
It's evil.
Triskaidekaphobia.
It's an evil, evil number. Friday the 13th will strike terror into the hearts of any human being or donkey.
Do you know something interesting?
Go on.
I'm going to turn that down a little bit. In Hong Kong, where the Chinese is all superstitious.
Push. Go on, you're saying.
The Chinese, in their buildings, they don't have a 13th floor.
Really?
Yes.
What, in every building?
Yes. Most of them, yes.
And in 1992, I hosted the Miss Blackpool Beauty Contest at the North Pier, and there was no contestant number 13, because that's unlucky.
Not quite
the same. I don't know what's sad, the fact they had no number 13, or the fact that you were hosting it.
It was a long time ago.
Will, grey-haired producer, the man who knows everything, tell us why the number 13 is unlucky and what the number 13 means.
It's the number of shows Scott Mills does in a week.
Got a good agent, though, if he's getting 13 shows a week.
Live in London. One week. City. 5 a week on Radio 1, 6 a week on Home Base Radio.
Live in London. One week. City. Sunday from 7 p.m. Dance anthems with Dave Pearce. Live from the Hanover Grand with Chocolate Puma and Fergie.
Call the Radio 1 concert line 08700 100 100.
One live in London.
Radio 1.
Hiya. Ha.
Would you like to check out my gravel pit?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah.
Can if you want.
Don't want to.
Will?
Really, no, thanks.
Okay, John?
What
we're going to do with these eggs? We've got these Easter eggs left over. We're like, kind of like, we've got hand-me-down Easter eggs.
Throw them at John.
I feel like the youngest, really?
Yeah.
Duck! There you go. Well, we've got like there's a Cadbury's one and there's an M&M's one and what's the other
Milky
one?
Way.
Oh, I like Milky Way. Can I just have a look at that one? All right, I'll just look at that. Oh, I've spat on it now.
No, you better have
Nobody
it.
Wants to eat that now, do they? Because a bone of mine have just gobbed on it. You don't want to eat that, do you?
It'd wipe off.
Someone scratched their fingernails all the way down the chocolate. Now, that was me. I did it accidentally and I've got dirt under my fingernails. Nobody wants to eat that now, do they?
Maybe you should keep it then.
Oh, well, sorry, mate. I may as well. Just because I don't want anyone to get food poisoning or anything, I may as well keep the egg. Thank you very much. I'm not drunk.
Not even a little?
No, not a little bit at all. If I was drunk, but... If I was drunk, I wouldn't be able to say the word drunk, could I? Right, news coming up next. This is the top Ash. Burn, baby, burn.
Radio 1.
Gorillaz and Fatboy Slim are on the way after Linda's news. It's 3:30.
British tourism faces crucial days ahead.
Radio 1 news means
companies in some areas of the countryside affected by foot and mouth say business has improved after reassurance from the government that it's safe. But it comes on the same day that record numbers of people head abroad for the Easter holidays. Deborah Cowan from the Cumbria Crisis Alliance says positive words won't keep firms afloat.
All these deals are being bandied around, but realistically, unless the money gets through to grassroots, it's going to be too late for a lot of businesses. This is the message I would give.
The crew of the American spy plane which made an emergency landing in China have been questioned by US military investigators. The Pentagon says all information suggests the Chinese fighter was responsible for the collision which sparked the crisis. A large amount of cocaine has been seized in a raid in Surrey which police say is worth £1 million. Two people are being questioned. A survey for the National Union of Teachers suggests that some staff regularly work a 56-hour week. The union, which is holding its conference in Cardiff, says the pressure of work is driving staff out of the profession. Gatecrasher's been forced to cancel tomorrow's gig in Belfast. Organisers say they didn't sell enough tickets because people were unsure about Foot and Mouth. Football and Leeds United have beaten Liverpool 2-1 to go third in the Premiership. Goals for Rio Ferdinand and Lee Bowyer secured the victory. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
What's up with you, Pooley?
Will you please stop trying to put me off?
Who?
You.
I beg your pardon, how dare you? We would never do a thing like that.
If everyone knew what you were saying in my headphones. Stop speaking in my headphones.
I'm not talking, how could I? But you'd hear me on the air if I was talking in your headphones.
Oh, you know full well that's not.
What?
Shut up.
That was, what? I'm not saying anything. My microphone is on now so everyone can hear what I'm saying.
If everyone knew.
What?
Stop it.
Are you reading news all afternoon for us?
I am.
Oh, fantastic. See, it's a very, very simple, very childish, very childish. I will put my hands up and admit.
Good.
It's very, very childish. Very, very childish.
Very rude as well.
Final answer. But if you ever want to put a newsreader off, you just find a piece in their script and you go, when do you say the word Leeds United, you're going to think of your boss naked with a feather sticking out of his hair.
Is that what you said, is it?
No.
No.
As you full well know, I said off the air. So,
yes, you did.
And I didn't say that on the air either. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Lynn.
Oh, yeah?
Are you, you would like to come down and see us now and have a cup of tea or something?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Well,
are you,
well,
are you brewing, are you?
Huh?
Are you brewing?
No, I have a bitch to do that for me.
Oh.
I don't mean that in a sexist way.
Lizzie,
who works on the show, has got her own little helper this week. So Lizzie's off because it's Good Friday. Mm-hmm. Lizzie's bitch is here, so that's why we call her Lizzie's bitch.
Oh.
But if you say, make my tea, she'll just run off and go and get your tea.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds about not bad at all.
Sounds are not bad at all. You better go for a lie down.
As heard by some celebrities at S Club 7.
Hello.
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 It's
a
big
roaring. Hello.
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 I ain't happy.
Fatboy Slim, Star 69. Dude. I wonder what Fatboy Slim's doing now. Do you think he gets up every morning and counts his money? Or does he save it for, like, bank holidays?
He's probably looking after Woody.
Yeah? Well, Zoe might be looking after Woody.
Maybe. They might be having a nice family day on the south coast.
Fat Boy might be in the studio right now mixing it up.
Mixing up a flavour.
That's what they do, I believe.
But whatever they're doing, happy Easter.
Happy Easter to everybody. It's the happy, happy sound of Radio 1 today. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. Here's my very good friend, Comedy Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
And we'd like to wish you all
a happy Easter.
That wasn't very insane.
It wasn't really, no. Do it again.
A happy Easter.
Do you want to do a or without the
no,
a?
No, we'll say a. Right.
Okay.
And we'd like to wish you all
a happy Easter. Better.
Thank you very much.
What's going on there?
It's stuck. There you go.
Rock-a-rama.
I tell you what. Top-notch equipment at the BBC.
In fact, you know what? That was probably the CD player that engineer wanted to fix before he went on.
Do you think it was?
Yeah.
He was a bit mardy, wasn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah. He'll be on double time, though, won't he?
He might be.
Yeah.
It's double coloured, isn't it?
Yeah. Double time. Are you on double time?
No.
You're on half time. Bank holidays? What the hell are those? Well, you got to come to work. Right, if you're driving around, maybe going to see people for the weekend or something, we've got Top Loader coming up, we've got Janet Jackson coming up, we'll play that Spooks record, the all about that hotel that sells chicken tikka masala. The Korma Hotel.
Genius.
Right, 08700 100 100, we'd like to hear from, because you know, bearing in mind, right, we've just been talking about Zoe and Norman,
mm-hmm.
Fat Boy and Thin Girl, right, if there's any top celebrities listening to the show today, we'd like you to phone in and just say hello.
Because I'm sure the nation would like to have a happy Easter message from you.
And is it also because we're desperately short of material?
Absolutely, desperately short of material. It's like a Scott Mills show. Anything will do, mate. So, 08700 100 100, phone calls from top celebrities, please. And here comes a list of potential celebrities that might ring up.
Elton Wellesby.
Eddie Stobart.
Janice Long.
Bobby Ball.
Carol Vorderman.
Barry Chuckle.
Ted Rogers.
Les Dennis.
John Cicada.
Charles from Charles and Eddie.
Curtis Stigers.
Peter Andre.
Roy Walker.
Russell Grant.
Bradley Walsh.
And Elvis Presley. So any of those people listening, feel free to phone in. 08700 100 100. Glad to hear from you.
And also, if your name wasn't read out, please call anyway.
Yeah, you know, just in case, like, I don't know, if Cherry Halliwell's listening, we'd love to hear from you. Little phone call to the studio. We'll have a chat.
We can fit her and Eddie Stobart in, you know.
Huh?
We can fit her and Eddie Stobart in.
To be quite honest, actually, if Cherry would give us the, you know, the honour of phoning us up, I would cut off Eddie Stobart for Cherry Halliwell.
That's how important she is.
Yeah. However, if Roy Walker from Catchphrase phones up, sorry, she's screwed. It's only fair.
Say what you see.
It's good, but it's not right.
Yeah, checking it live, Radio 1, hanging in the sun. Yeah, baby, it's a good Friday. Everybody, let me hear you say yay.
Yay.
So yeah, it's good, isn't it? So you could be a rapper.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think you've got a lovely voice.
Thank you very much.
It's very...
Street.
Yeah, street is a word. You're down with it.
Mm, no diggity.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I have for you? Respect.
Respect back.
Respect. Wagon.
Big it up.
Now, when Glamour Kid was on, didn't he?
Yeah, but Wagwan was what's going on.
Right. Wagon. Well, forget it.
One live in London.
One
city.
Tomorrow night from 2 a.m. The Essential Mix is live from Headstart at Turnmills with Josh Wink and Dave Clark.
Call the Radio 1 concert line 08700 100 100.
One live in London.
Radio 1. We are after top celebrities to phone in just to say Happy Easter. We want to know where you are, what you're doing, and why you're famous. 08700 100 100 only top celebrities. You know, if I had to choose, if I were, you know, somebody put a gun to my head and said, right, you have to choose which one is your favourite. Is it your DJ Luck or is the MC Nate? I must admit, I'd have to go for DJ Luck. Sorry. You know, normally I wouldn't like to choose between the two, but as far as DJ Luck on his own goes, he's just that much bit better than your MC Neat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of.
Dave?
I've always been more of an MC Neat man myself.
John?
Well, I think DJ Luck is underestimated, but I would give him the vote on this occasion.
If DJ Luck and MC Neat were having a boxing match, right?
Yeah.
How would the Let's Get Ready to Rumble man introduce them?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, in attendance at ringside, no.
I'm going to say it not once. I'm watching any boxing match, somebody's going to go, ladies and gentlemen, in the blue... Oh, no, hang on.
Let me just do that again.
Yeah, where's me...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the red corner, the current and defending undisputed heavyweight champions of the world, DJ Luck. And his opponent across the ring, defending his title for the 42nd time, currently undefeated in his professional career, MC Neat.
You know, the record is called Piano Loco. How would he introduce the fight?
Piano Loco.
You're a funny man, you are. You're bonkers. Do you do this in bed when you're with a woman?
Well, I don't think so.
Have you ever got into kind of voice mid, you know...
Never.
Okay, you know I was going with that then. Okay, good. You're right, this CD...
That is knackered, isn't it?
This CD player is definitely broken. Unless it's the CD.
Well, no, because you've done different CDs in there.
Fair enough. You ready then?
Yeah.
Let's get ready to Lumco.
Right, we want to hear from celebrities. 08700 100 100. Let's get the phones. Line 1, hello.
Hello there, you wanted celebrities?
Yes.
Well, we're all celebrities down here. Fratton Model Centre, Portsmouth.
Where?
Fratton Model Centre.
Fratton Model?
Yeah, Fratton Model Centre.
Right.
We're great fans of yours. All the modelling lads of the Portsmouth area all come in here every day of the week. And we're open today listening to you, and I'm not joking. If you want to come down, we'll always give you a good deal.
Are you sure that wasn't just a blatant excuse for a plug of your company?
Not really.
All right, fair enough. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Chris. I'm not a celebrity, but we do work with them.
Radio 1, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, they've got to be celebrities. Hello.
I'm a celebrity, Chris.
Who are you?
Paul Walsh.
Paul Walsh?
Junior. Son of Paul Walsh, used to play for Liverpool and Tottenham.
Could be.
I just want to mention on the air, Chris, do you know what I mean?
So hang on, his daddy's played for Liverpool, but you're an Everton fan, aren't you, Dave?
Yeah. No.
Hi. Radio 1, hello.
Chris.
Yes.
It's Mark, I'm on the M5.
Are you famous, Mark?
Well, not really.
Well, I can't believe no one's lying about it. Just lie. Radio 1, hello.
Hello there.
Yes.
It's Elvis calling. I'd like to wish the nation happy Easter.
Wow! What, the real Elvis Presley?
Yeah, that'd be the one.
All right, what are you doing these days, Elvis?
Not lying, I'm just trying to keep a low profile, as it were, in this. I'd have my time, so I'd leave other people like sort of Jimmy Spice, you know, give her a bit of space.
All right. Can you do us a little bit of Elvis singing for us while you're on?
Elvis singing, don't step on my blue shoes. No. I left singing career behind a long time ago.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Elvis. I'm very proud that you phoned in.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
More celebrities, please. 08700 100 100. We want to know what celebrities are listening and what you're doing. Call now. That's the beautiful sounds of Top Loader there, and their new song is called Only For A While. So, a very good Friday to you. It's lovely Friday, April the 13th today. My name is Ken Bruce, and you're listening to Radio 2. Coming up in the next hour of the programme, we'll be talking to an author of Cheese and asking why cheese is good for the ankles. The author will be joining us in the studio. His name is Martin Tree. Martin, very quickly before we have the interview with you, what is your favourite cheese?
I think it would probably be Gorgonzola, although I think Chernten or Emmental are other particular favourites. Not to forget Dairy Lee.
Hmm. OK, well, the time just coming up to 1 minute past four now. Here's Tristan with the weather.
Hi. It's going to be a nice day. A few showers, but generally looking bright. Cold in the north and a bit brighter in the east and west and south.
OK, thank you very much. Let's reach you now to Radio 1, where Janet Jackson, I believe, is ready to give it all for you.
Radio 1. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Janet Jackson and All For You on Radio 1. Right, it's Good Friday, which means that myself, Muggins, and my very good friend, Shut Up and Go to Work, even though it is Good Friday, Dave.
Howdy.
Are here until 5:45, as usual, for you on Radio 1. Right, we're after famous celebrities to phone in. Inspired by the fact that out of the blue, we just mentioned Fatboy Slim and lovely Zoe Ball.
Mm.
Zoe Cook. And, of course, Woody.
Little baby Woody.
And we were wondering what they were doing. We said, if you're listening, give us a ring. But, sadly, no phone calls so far. Jamie Redknapp's phoned up. Vanilla Ice has phoned up. He's on his way to Newquay. Loads of top celebrities have been on the phone so far.
Noel from Hearsay.
Hello, Noel.
Vicky Wilson. She rocketed us to the stars. Tom Jones and...
Vicky Wilson?
Yeah, apparently.
Right.
And McNeet, along with Roy Walker.
McNeet's phoned?
MC Neat.
Oh, OK, all right, lovely. McNeet, rapper and burger bar owner. Right, 08700 100 100, if you're famous and you're listening, give us a ring. Radio 1, hello.
Yeah, hello, Chris, it's Robbie Fowler here.
Hello, Robbie, how are you? Sorry about the result today.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've just come back home after playing in the match.
Yeah.
I'm doing the ironing, having a few beers, I'm gutted.
I tell you what, though, you've got to be honest, though, the best team won today.
The second half? What about the second half? We're all over you.
We lost that call there. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, I'm Cameron Diaz.
Hiya, Cameron, love, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I'm just driving back to my house in the country at the moment.
I didn't know you lived in the UK.
Yeah, I've moved over here last year.
Oh, very nice. Where have you been today?
Where have I been? Well, I went to for a spot of shopping.
Right.
Spot of shopping.
All right, Dave, anything you'd like to ask Cameron Diaz, seeing as she phoned up?
No, I'm fine for the minute, thanks.
OK. John?
Yeah, Cameron Diaz, do you use Daz?
Do I use Daz? Yes, my whites are whiter than white.
So Cameron Diaz does use Daz?
Size in the Diaz doorstep challenge.
Yeah. Thanks, love. Oh, there you go. Radio 1, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Alex.
Are you famous?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How old are you, Alex?
I'm 12.
12. See, the thing is, I don't think you are famous, but, you know, it would be really cruel of me to go for a 12-year-old girl, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hi. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. You're looking for celebrities?
Yeah, who are you?
I'm God.
You're God?
I'm God.
God would never have a Scouse accent in a million years. No offence, but it would be right. Radio 1, hello.
Hello?
Hello there.
Yeah, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Hiya, Jenny. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Where are you going now?
I'm the M1.
Whereabouts?
Somewhere near a place called Dunstable.
You're just driving around on the M1?
Yeah, no, I'm not driving around. I'm driving up it. You go up it or you go down it.
Okay, you're going up it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I've got an ice pack on my face because right. My mum gave me a big slap about the video I just did.
It's a bit cheeky.
I think I was showing a bit too much titty.
Thank you. There you go. The best callers in the world. More celebrities, please. 0800 100 100. Call now.
D-I-D-I.
Dr. Dre, still Dre on Radio 1. It's still D-R-E. You see that? See what he's doing there? It's the Dre. It's Dr. Dre.
What is D-R-E?
Dre.
But how can it be still Dre?
He's still Dre, isn't he?
As opposed to what?
Well, listen, well, listen, listen. You've got to listen to the lyrics, okay?
Still Snoop Dogg and D-I-E. Guess it was back.
So Snoop Dogg and D-R-E?
That's right, yeah.
Still.
Still.
Still doing this, Andre? Oh, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mama's mamas. Baby's mamas. Yeah. You know Snoop Doggy Dog?
Yeah.
I can talk to him through the power of radio.
How?
Right. Okay. What kind of orange do you like to drink?
Still.
You see that? He likes his still orange.
Doesn't like fizzy orange.
Well, ask him. Ask him, say, do you like fizzy or still?
Do you like fizzy or still?
Still.
There you go.
You're right.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? We'd like to ask him a question, John.
I'm just trying to think of one.
That has the punchline still.
Well, if you were having some mineral water, would you have fizzy or would you have still?
Still. Oh. Yeah. It's very similar to the question that Dave asked him.
Well, it's a different flavour.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Last year.
This year.
Love Parade UK.
Saturday, July 21st.
Newcastle. Live on Radio 1.
What about, don't really know much about Low Gold. Do you know anything about Low Gold?
Not a lot, no.
John? I never heard of them before.
No, you never ever.
Never ever. Never ever.
Never, never ever.
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 Ever. Ever.
Ever.
No, never.
Babies, mamas. Mamas. Mamas, mamas. Babies, mamas. Ever?
Ever!
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, Low Gold and Counterfeit on Radio 1. Should we take some phone calls from celebrities?
Yeah.
Right, no more, please, because we're getting bored now. Yeah?
No more.
What?
We have spoken to every celebrity in celebritydom. We can face no more of them. Apart from the ones that are coming up now.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. Just do a quick round on the calls. Hello?
Hi. This is
Ali
G, we got Massive.
Wow, it really is Ali G. I just thought it was a child putting on a really bad Ali G impression. Hello.
No, this is Ali G, Big Up Massive.
But yeah, Big Up Massive. Is that the only thing you can say, Big Up Massive?
No, I want to give a big...
Big Up Massive?
Big Up Massive to my mate, Dave.
Yeah. Big Up Massive to who?
To my mate, Dave.
To your mate, Dave.
Thank you, Ali.
Aye.
And what's your girlfriend's name again, Ali?
Me Julie.
Me Julie. And would you like to big up Massive, huh?
Aye, big up Massive.
Yeah, thank you. Radio 1, hello.
Hi, Chris, I'm famous.
Who are you?
I'm Alan.
Alan?
Alan.
Alan who?
Shearer.
Alan Shearer?
Yeah.
How are you, Alan?
All right, mate.
Hey, your voice sounds a little bit different today, actually, I must admit.
It's this operation on knee, mate.
All right, it's affecting your vocal cords?
It does, mate.
All right, what are your plans for the rest of the day, Shearer?
I'm just resting, mate, having a drink with Bobby.
Bobby?
Robson.
Oh, I thought you meant ball.
No, mate.
Have a nice day. Radio 1, hello.
All right, Chris, it's Tom Jones here.
Hello, Tom, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks very much.
What are you up to on this lovely Good Friday?
Just be for an ice cream with my two cousins, like, down on the beach in Barry Island.
Oh, very nice. What flavour did he have?
Mint choc chip, I had.
Oh, a round of applause.
My favourite.
Mint choc chip. Any chance for folks? We've got, obviously, we've done too many calls now. We've got to play a trailer record or something. Can we have a little bit of Tom Jones singing?
Yeah, no problem, Chris.
Off you go.
My Delilah.
Are you sure?
My
Keep going.
Come, my lady, you're my butterfly.
It's the one and only D.R.E.
One music. One station.
Radio.
Hey, throw down that door. Oh, give me Delilah.
Candy, and don't think I'm not.
What?
I didn't.
Right.
I'll tell you what, Greyhead's been a bit quiet. You all right, Greyhead?
Yeah, I'm good, mate, thanks.
Well, you've been really quiet for the last, I'd say for the past kind of three quarters of an hour.
I know, I didn't really feel, you know, John's here, wasn't really room for me, was there?
Yeah, you weren't next door editing or anything, were you?
No, I've been here the whole time.
Oh, fair enough. What do you think of the phone calls that we've been having on today's show, Greyhead?
Quite good.
Yeah.
No celebrities yet, though.
What?
No celebrities yet, then?
We've had loads of celebrities.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, we have.
You've had lots of people plugging their companies.
No, we've had real celebrities.
No. Which one?
We had Jennifer Lopez on the way up to Dunstable.
Ali G.
Cameron Diaz.
Poor impressions from listeners, then.
No!
They were the real...
How dare you?
You were taken in, then?
The real McCoy.
These are the real... All right. I'll take some calls now, and you'll be amazed at how the quality of genuine celebrities listening to the show who are phoning up.
Okay.
All right. Right. Choose any number.
Line number 4.
Okay. Line 4, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, is this Chris Moyles?
Yes, mate.
Hello, I'd just like to say what a good show you do.
And who are you?
Paul Beard.
Are you famous?
Me? No, not really.
Bye then. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, it's me, Prince Nassim Ahmed.
Prince Nassim Ahmed.
That's right.
Okay, and who beat you the other day again?
It was that Barrera.
Barrera, and he's from...
I know, but I'm going to knock him out. He's from Mexico. I'm going to knock him out.
Yeah, that was tough going, you know. Barrera, Roche, whatever.
Yeah, that's right, Frank.
He was really spoiling us.
that Barrera, Roche, he was really punching us.
That's right. I'm going to knock him out.
Yeah, okay. No offence, by the way, but you know, obviously you're not the real Prince Nassim, but you personally, so, you know, you can fight your way over a wet paper bag, I imagine.
Mm. Mama said cut you off.
There you go. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yes, mate.
Hi, Chris, I want to be live on the radio.
Oh, are you famous?
Yeah, I am famous.
Who are you?
Stephen Hawking.
Ah, lovely. Radio 1, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
We're famous.
What?
We're famous.
And who are you?
I'm Ian Arthur.
Who?
Ian Arthur. Who's... I'm sort of your invisible famous friend.
Who's Ian Arthur?
A wonderful person who lives in the...
An arse, that's what you are. But hello, Radio 1.
Hello, is that Chris Moyles?
Yes.
Hi, it's Robbie Williams here.
Hiya, Robbie, how are you?
Not so bad, I'm all right, mate.
Why won't you come on our show?
What?
Why won't you go and come in live onto our show, Robbie?
Because Jerry won't let me.
Ah, so we were right.
Yeah, she's sat here next to me now.
Can I have a word with Jerry?
Do you want a word with her?
Yeah, why not?
Hello.
Hiya, Jerry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah. You know, listen, we're only joking when we call you fat on the radio. I hope you don't take it personally.
Oh, no.
All right, well, thanks for ringing then, fatty. Bye. There you go. Right, enough's enough. No more celebrities, because I think once you end with Robbie and Jerry, you know, and they were the genuine artists.
You can't top that, can you?
You just can't top it, can you?
No, you can't.
Thank you. That's my favourite record, Das Glockenspiel by
Schiller. Radio 1.
There's nothing for that kind of language. It's Good Friday, remember? It's Religious Day. All right, Crazy Town's Butterfly and S Club 7 coming up. That's right, you have your Crazy Town and your S Club 7 after News and Sport with Lynn and Andrew. It's 4:30.
There are early signs that tourism is picking up after concerns over foot and mouth, and Leeds move third in the Premiership with victory at Anfield.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 5:30.
Hello?
Hello?
Thanks, Dave.
Sorry, I was a bit late on that cue that she'd finished the news, wasn't I?
I'm listening to something else. No offence, Lynn and Andrew.
Okay.
Right. And then Dave was listening to you, so I thought, well, when the sport is just about to end and the weather comes on, he'll give me a nudge. And he went, are you ready? And you'd finished.
I was so wrapped up in
it. So do you wait for her to go, that's it, this morning's on Radio 1 at 5 o'clock? And then you go, are you ready? She's finished.
I was enjoying Andrew Cotter's sports bulletin so much.
Thank you, Andrew. Or is he gone now?
Oh, he must have gone.
No. Stuff him.
Yeah. Miserable git anyway. Can you do the end of the news again for us, Lynn? Like, can you do the weather bit again?
Is that man having a go at me?
No, I'm not having...
Back,
no,
back.
No, I can't hear Chris, so I can just stand up in my own defence and say...
I don't know if I want to trust him.
But I can't hear him today.
He can't hear you.
Okay, all right then. Are you sure you can't hear us, Andrew? Sweaty.
Smells of wee.
Yeah.
Did you just call me sweaty? Juliet's telling me you're calling me sweaty.
What, Farrington the grass?
What, the Paul Vale lover?
I mumbling in the background. Just a mumbler.
Okay. What if we whisper? He might not be able to hear us. He's a sweaty Scotsman.
He doesn't wash his clothes.
Sweaty Scotsman?
No, he can hear us! Okay, how about this? He's got a very small pinky.
You can hear in the background.
Right, I'm not going to respond to that.
Okay, all right. Juliet's obviously telling him what we're saying. Okay, so let's see if this works. He works with Juliet, who knows all the Port Vale players intimately.